Good afternoon. Well, it was a slightly soft finish to what's been a pretty positive week for the local share market. We had the ASX 200 snapping a three-day winning streak, hitting fresh highs or fresh 11-month highs as recently as yesterday. So the market taking a bit of a breather heading into the weekend. The benchmark index ending the day down about 23 points or just over a third of 1%, closing right on that 6,800 point mark. So if we have a look at the performance over the course of the past five sessions, still, as we mentioned earlier, a rather strong weekly performance, up about 1.3% for the ASX 200. But turning to today's performance, it was the big names that really weighed most on the market. We had the big banks, the big miners, and also tech stocks really underperforming and weighing most in that mining space. BHP, Rio and Fortescue all down around that 2% mark. Fortescue falling about 2.2%. Twiggy Forrest, the chairman and founder of Fortescue, today coming out and talking about the expectations for the first half net profit numbers, expected to be around $4 to $4.1 billion, up about 60% on the year before, certainly helped and bolstered by the resurgence that we've seen in iron ore prices of late. Amongst the financials, it was Macquarie that fell quite sharply among the major lenders, down about 1.6%. We had the big four banks also in negative territory for the day. And Afterpay, one of the worst performers among the top 200, down more than 5% today. Zipco also falling close to 2%. It certainly swung quite wildly at one stage, up about 15% on the best levels this morning. At the worst levels, down about 4%. Some of the big winners today coming through from the likes of healthcare, CSL doing very well, up more than 2%. Wesfarmers and Woolies also among the more improved retailing stocks. Coca-Cola up close to 1% on a trading update. Sales volumes, particularly in Australia and New Zealand, improving in the last quarter of 2020, but still overall 2020 a tough year for drinks and Coca-Cola more generally. One of the big winners today, Linus Corp, up more than 13% on an announcement that it signed an agreement with the US Department of Defense. And the Aussie dollar today also a little bit weaker at 77.5 US cents.